Get your hand off me, Kirk. Stoke hunched as far away from us as his narrow bed would allow, then began to cough again. I remember thinking he looked like he had about 4 months to live, but I was wrong about that. Atlantis sank, but Stoke Jones is still in the swim, practicing law in San Francisco. His black hair has gone silver and is prettier than ever. He's got a red wheelchair and looks great on CNN. Skip sat back and folded his arms. I didn't expect wild gratitude, but this is too much, he said. You've outdone yourself this time, Rip Rip. His eyes flashed. Don't call me that. Then don't call us thieves just because we tried to save your scrawny ass. Hell, we did save your scrawny ass. No one asked you to. No, I said. You don't ask anyone for anything, do you? I think you're going to need bigger crutches to haul around the chip on your shoulder before long. That chip's what I've got, shithead. What have you got? A lot of catching up to do. That's what I had. But I didn't tell Stoke that. Somehow, I didn't think he'd exactly melt with sympathy. How much of that day do you remember? I asked him. I remember putting the fuck Johnson thing on the dorm. I'd been planning that for a couple of weeks, and I remember going to my 1 o'clock class. I spent most of it thinking about what I was going to say in the dean's office when he called me in. What kind of a statement I was going to make. After that, everything fades into little fragments. He uttered a sardonic laugh and rolled his eyes in their bruised-looking sockets. He'd been in bed for the best part of a week and still looked unutterably tired. I think I remember telling you guys I wanted to die. Did I say that? I didn't answer. He gave me all the time in the world, but I stood on my right to remain silent. At last, Stoke shrugged, the kind of shrug that says, "Okay, let's drop it." It pulled the Johnny he was wearing off one bony shoulder. He tugged it back into place, using his hand carefully. There was an IV drip in it. So you guys discovered the peace sign, huh? Great. You can wear it when you go to see Neil Diamond or fucking Petula Clark at Winter Carnival. Me? I'm out of here. This is over for me. If you go to school on the other side of the country, do you think you'll be able to throw the crutches away? Skip asked. Maybe run track? I was a little shocked, but Stoke smiled. It was a real smile, too, sunny and unaffected. The crutches aren't relevant, he said. Time's too short to waste. That's relevant. People around here don't know what's happening, and they don't care. They're gray people, just getting by people. In Orono, Maine, buying a Rolling Stones record passes for a revolutionary act. Some people know more than they did, I said. But I was troubled by thoughts of Nate, who had been worried his mother might see a picture of him getting arrested and had stayed on the curb in consequence. A face in the background, the face of a gray boy on the road to dentistry in the 20th century.